Young as I am, they're not elders, what are you doing?
You can always add on later. Yeah.
We kind of look at people like me and Robert as workers, not elders. Always still making too many mistakes.
Anybody getting this list? You are? Okay. Who do you think should be at least the chief or the guy that acts as a IRA council president or this type of people who at least run the elders council in the area? Who from this group should be at least the top gun in charge, you know, like the IRA president or that position?
Like chief?
Huh?
Not like chief?
Chief.
This stuff is more important than Nana, the school district, Manila, anything you can think of. Your city council, everything. This is more important than that. We're talking about the survival of our people. And these people, that elders regional council I told you about, they can wipe out any organization in this region if they want to. I'm not kidding. All they have to do is say, this is going to stop. You may not have much strength in your respect for elders in this village, but But in the rest of the region, we do. And if that elders' council told me to go do something, I am going to go do it. Because to me, they're much more important than any elected official that we've got or appointed one of them. This is important. To us, for our people in this Nana region, these people are more important than the governor of Alaska. Or the U.S. Congress, for that matter. This is really important. We've got to have somebody that's going to go work at it. And you can't... We've been talking about that. What's the difference between us and the white people that come up to teach us? The difference is how much they think a job is important. And that's sure we got to live. We got to eat. They're already giving us a bad crop, bad time. Our school board members that work for them, our Nana board members who work for the school district, they're giving them a bad time when they go to a Nana board meeting. That's going to change. They can't do that. The people that are on the Nana board, the people that are going to be on these kind of boards, they're working for their people. They're doing a lot more important job than this David school is. The school is failing. This is the only chance we got to turn things around. The people involved in this, the elders involved in this, are going to be more important than anybody else, and they should be. If you don't feel that way, you've lost some of the most important values that your people tried to leave you. Hey, you get off like this, bro. Now we've got to get these things straightened out so you know what's important. The outside of your body is not important. It's what's inside of you that's important. We've got to turn this around. We've got to start thinking right away. That's the easy pathway. You can't be thinking of jobs and money as being the most important thing. Because that's all material stuff. They're important, but they're not as important as our spirit. And those people who are going to be the ones responsible for trying to make our spirit alive again are going to be our most important people. We've got to have them. It's not going to be me. I'm too young. You need to stop here.
Yeah, they'll make me work, though.
Sure.
Council meeting in theory. I think get together and discuss a few things and do more explaining on what we try to cover, but most of them are not here. Some, like Alfred, maybe, Margaret. Margaret may not come until March. So. But she'll be willing to help if she come back. She's up here during warm months. And she know a lot about the new pathway of taking in and living. So she's a real resource. Perfect.
Right away, are you going to be able to go now, Gil? No, I have to get somebody to look after this place for one day or two. food pay him Nana will. You might try to give you a bad time, we'll see whoever that is gets fired. No protection. We need somebody that's gonna represent the ring.
Those of you who are here at the time can meet any time you want. I guess you're one of the best qualified persons that you've heard a lot of this from your parents, from your dad, and you've lived up here all your life. You know how to teach Inupiaq values to the younger people. I mean, you just oversee it, have some younger guys do it. All you need to do is at least do these things are taken care of.
What do we do after you guys go now?
Well,
does that group have to meet?
Huh?
Does that group have to meet?
Yeah. That's what we'll do right now is we'll go through the rest of the program and you'll see what you're going to have to meet about. What we're doing is right here is we're looking at, just like when you set up a school like this, you gotta look and see what else you need besides the building. Well, you need teachers, right? These are your teachers right here. These are your people that have, you know, lifetime of experience, the longest lives. They're the ones that got the most experience. They're the ones that are to be the teachers
of what we're talking about,
teaching these values to you that way. And they're not the only ones. These are the older people. They're more good for talking than they are for doing things, right? You got to have younger people to help them. And then we'll talk about that. Because really, when you're talking about maybe eating, hunting, for instance, how many of these people can still do that? Very well. Very often. We're not expecting them to do that. Well, they got all this that they can talk about. Teach younger men how do people like me, how to do it right, just by talking to us. We're old enough where we can learn by listening. And then we can take the younger kids out and teach them. The information, everything is here. In this village, anyway. And the same thing with women. If you want to teach. A lot of you here probably can't do some of the things anymore. Arthritis, whatever it might be bothering you. But you can sure tell people how to do it. Go to them. So that's what this is. You got them all down? Good. Okay, you can erase them. Let's talk
to you.
Yeah, there's one.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know,
planes, cobalt and gearing being the small areas. Because here, because it keeps all that better than our kids, I have problems with it.
Yeah, smaller as far as population. Closer together. Look at how many names are out here. Hey, how many people listed on there? There are five different names. You go to some of the other villages, you almost have 20 different names up there. And there are 20 people. So that's what I mean by small. Maybe close-knit would be a better way to put it. Here, you guys can get it really easy. Go back the same way. Other villages are talking. We already got big rifts between the people. I don't think you guys got it yet. Okay, let's talk about some of the other, the rest of the program. And here's what we normally do, is you look at these things and you say, well, how are we going to teach these values? Some of them have to be taught differently. For instance, knowledge of the Indipat language. That's being taught in the school already, right? You got a bilingual teacher teaching the kids? Well, that's not enough. Some of the rest of you that speak Indipat, are you teaching your kids at home? Huh? How about those of you who are a little older that don't speak Indipat? Do you want to learn? How many of you that don't speak Indipat would like to learn? Raise your hand. Yeah, almost anybody that's Indipat would like to. I'll raise my hand too. I want to speak it. You see what I mean about that? We just talk about it. Nothing happens. But maybe we need some bilingual classes for outside in the village too. Well, that's the kind of thing you guys can do. Those of you who speak it already, you should try. Most of us are goofed up. You couldn't make an Inupiaq out of me if you tried. You couldn't. It's too late. A little bit, maybe. Maybe inside I am, but boy, you sure couldn't change my outside. It's too late. I don't have long enough to live. So you might as well give up on trying to make a real Inupiaq out of me. But what about these little people? What about our kids? The ones that never been spoiled yet. What about them? They could learn to live a life like this. Starting right now. It wouldn't take long. 20 years? 30 years? We'd have a whole bunch of people that were pretty good, wouldn't we? They haven't been spoiled yet. You can take these little guys, the 1, 2, 3-year-olds right now, and you can start teaching them. They'll learn. We know they'll learn. When they're that age, they pick up in your path just like nothing. And while you're developing these programs, they'll just be starting to come up and they'll catch the best of your values. And when they grow up, they're going to be good people. Better than us, anyway. They should be. So, figure out how to do that. In a lot of villages where they do speak Inupiaq, and they haven't been speaking it at home, all they say is, from now on, we're going to speak Inupiaq to our kids. And that starts the program right off, as far as the language is concerned. I think it'd be a little bit tougher here. Because some homes probably don't have any Inupiaq speakers in them. That's the same way we are in Kotzebue. So you're going to have to do something different. But those of you who can, you can sure start again. And some of you or other people start taking a look at it. The school districts develop material for the school. High school level material. That's probably too high for some of us. We probably have to start about third or fourth grade level Inupiaq. Maybe even first grade level Inupiaq. Whatever it takes, the materials are there. If you wanted to, you could start learning. Set up classes for you older young people. Start learning.
I don't think it would take long if you wanted to do it. But that's one of the things you could do. You guys can figure out how to do that. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. But that's just one way. The other stuff, there's a couple of ways that are pretty easy to start. We'll just go over them real quickly. There are some things that women are better at teaching, and there's some things men are better at teaching. Some things have to be taught by men, and some things have to be taught by women. So, you organize to do it. Do you fellas still have a mother's club here?
No.
Not anymore, huh? Well, yeah.
Skin sewing?
Is that just in the school? Well, that's good enough for the school, but it's not good enough. Yeah. Skin sewing. That's one of the things we're talking about that should be a way to teach some of these values, teach some of the traditional skills. Skin sewing is one way. But we have to get organized to do that. And in the school, they hire a teacher, they have a classroom, and they bring kids there, that they're organized. But in the village, you've got to organize differently. Most of the villages either had a mother's club going and they just took on the responsibility, or they reorganized one, or a woman's club, or something like that. Did you guys do that here too? Start one up? Yeah. Community Ed. Can you expand that Community Ed to include all these other things? But see, what we're talking about is not just skin sewing and those kind of things, not just domestic skills. We're talking about teaching all these other things, including family role. We're talking about teaching sex education even. We're talking about teaching Inupiaq in that group. Everything. Not just down to skin sewing, but or something like that. Just teach them all. Everything. Expand the whole role. Get some of these elders involved, these older women, involved in there so that you're teaching something else all the time while you're learning to sew. Doing all those kinds of things. And then, come summertime, teaching them how to camp, how to fish, the whole bit. Year round. Not just during the school year. Is that Community Ed going to do that? If that's going to do the job, you can just use that. But I think what they're going to do is just depend on you. As long as you're on the job and you're pushing, that's going to be it. So why don't you guys just organize, you women? Just get organized. Nobody wants to organize. Well, forget about that. The women will not be taught in theory. How about the men? In most places, they get organized too. They call it a men's club or whatever. Same thing. Most of the villages. What they do is they organize to teach hunting skills, survival skills, geography, all these other values. Teach young men the Inupiaq way. You guys want to organize something for that too? got to get organized in the Deering District. When should we come back? We got to set a date for our next round of meetings, Robert. We'll start all over from scratch again. Is what? That's a good thing. You've got skill, we'll put it right up there on that list of values. The longer they can teach it in the UPAP, we're okay. I'm kidding. Okay, I think I know what's the hang-up here. But I've just about got everything across to you that I want to get across as far as organizing. And you've got to organize the men to teach. You've got to organize the women to teach. And you got to do it the way you've all learned how. The Western way. Except that we use the resources that are cultural to us. We use our old people to pass on the knowledge. We use our younger people to teach. By younger, I mean adults. And then we get the kids to do the learning. And you get a program going like that. And what you do, what you teach, are these things here? You do it by passing on all the skills that you know, you know, that you learned as a kid from some of your older people. Just pass them on. They don't even have to all be older skills. I mean, you know, you don't have to hunt with a spear. You can hunt with a rifle. That's okay. You can use a snow machine. It doesn't make any difference. It's what you do. Now, before we knock off the meeting here, what we'd like you to do is organize. And don't worry about people being missing. We don't worry about them. They aren't here at the meeting, they aren't here. You guys figure out what you're going to do. How are you going to organize? What I've told you is that other villages have done these things to get them started. And what they do, they figure out who's going to get it organized, who's in charge, like with the elders. Guilford said he's going to be in charge of that. Okay? Before we're done here, we want to figure out from the few others that are here that were listed up there, you got to talk to them and figure out when you're going to have a meeting to start figuring out how you're going to do this. And the rest of you figure out, you women, figure out how you're going to get the training across to other people. Everybody knows how to turn it off now. And, you know, the men the same way. So, we'll stop right here. Robert and I and Bobby and John will go sit outside somewhere where while you guys work on it. So, Guilford?
But I guess we'll have to all get together and show what do we know about hunting. And I don't know when we'll meet. But anyway, we'll try our best. So, if the men want to meet, sometimes three men will get together and talk over the bar. That's all I can say right now.
Going down this list, I don't know anything about the Eskimo language, and I know a little bit about sharing, and I don't know very much about respect for others, and I don't think you can know any respect for others, because that's all you guys do is come in, run around, don't sit down, just pass. You guys don't have any respect for others. Cooperation. Do you guys know anything about cooperation? Respect for elders? I know a lot of you kids talk back to your kids all the time, to your parents. I don't see anybody saying, yes, I'll do this, yes, I'll do that. I just hear everybody say, no, I don't want to do that. I know a lot of you love your children. And I know a lot of people don't like hard work. And I don't know very much about my family tree either. And it's hard to avoid a conflict. Does anybody know anything about respect for nature? I know a little bit about spirituality. I know there's a God that He takes care of us when we need Him. In humor. I don't know very much about family roles. Even though I have a daughter myself, sometimes it's hard when somebody else takes care of her. I don't know anything about hunting. I don't know very much about domestic skills. And I don't know anything about responsibility for tribe. But I think it's everybody's responsibility to organize. That's all I have to say. I guess if Robert and Johnny are also here, it'll be up to them now. Thank you. Maybe a lot of you didn't understand what John Hafer was trying to say about our, when he was asking the ladies, you know, if we want to organize, and from the elders list, there's ladies here in town that know how to sew muffler, make fur parties, you know, make fur hats, and that's what John Hafer is trying to let us younger people learn. For the elders, before we all lose that skill, because I can't make muffler. I tried making a fur party, but it didn't turn out so good. And what he's trying to tell us ladies is, boys, we ought to start trying to learn these things before they're lost. I mean, try to be Eskimos again after they teach us how to be white people. Now they want us to learn our skills back, especially our Eskimo language. There's a lot of us are very special that can't talk the Eskimo language, and that's so bad. I mean, you know, like I go to NANA meetings and these people from Norwich, Shumnan, Amber, you know, they want to be going on our breaks or go for lunch, you know, all the confidence tomorrow, and you're laughing, you know, and here I am, just wondering what they're saying, you know? And it's a funny feeling when you don't know your own language, can't even understand it. That's what they call the in the back spirit, I guess. And they're just trying to let us realize we're losing something really valuable that can't be replaced, and we ought to start trying to learn things now before it's too late. You know, like if all the ladies in town got together and we're going to try to make mufflers or, you know, even try to learn how to make the frozen slippers that would be a scarf instead of just stay home watching TV. Okay.
John really wants to do is try to get organized. I mean, the only way we could do it is through the men's and through the women. Then we could fall back on the elders as far as the leaders are, who the leaders are. I think this is the most important thing we got to do right now, is trying to get organized. And we could, maybe the men's could have a separate organization and the women. And if we don't have no men that to speak Eskimo, then we'll have to hire a woman. Speak is hard to speak Eskimo, understand it. But I think if we get this thing going before too long, it should be started. Of course, I won't be here all next week, but we could try to maybe get going after I come back, or go to get going with the women part. And I think that's the most important thing, try to get organized there. And we should do it. Okay.
I sure can't be any kind of a leader, because all of you know that someday the pastors are going to be gone. But while we're here, and I can see high school students sitting in the back, and I know I'm here in Deering, and I can't go up the river there, and I don't even know how to trap, and things like that. How am I to teach my children? That's not the thing right now, it's what we want to learn. The thing right now is organizing. And I don't know how we're going to start organizing except do it right now. You can take people like Junior and Gilbert and Oopie and Gilbert over there. Those are your men. You can just sit together right now and say, hey, when can we meet? At least set a date. What's wrong with going in the corner right now and doing that? And look at your ladies sitting in the back. Millie, Lada, Fowler, Laura, all of you. Why not go over here and say, let's set a date? At least put ourselves together so that we can take a look at this stuff. We can ask our elders what's important for our village right now. And here's the men's group. Maybe they'll be able to take some of these high school boys out back in the mountains or doing something. You know, teach them something. One of the most important things that everyone is talking about is the knowledge of our language. I can't speak Eskimo, and that's going to be a tough one for Deary. But why not get together right now? Why not take Junior? Why not take Gilbert and Rookie? And why not just sit over here and say, hey, when are we going to meet? Hey, Gilbert is going. He won't be back for another week. We can at least say, hey, there's a date we can meet together. Then we can go to our elders' council and ask them, you know, what's important thing for Deering to do. Why not some of you ladies get together, sit over here and say, hey, we'll set a date for this meeting. Maybe you can even decide now what you want to teach to the young children. How many of you high school kids would be willing to give up a night or two of gym, give up a few TV programs during the night and get together with your elders and learn something? Maybe you don't want to, or do you? Are you willing to learn? Are you willing to give up one night a week? Nights a week? Do that. Your high school boys, they want to come in here, they play basketball four or five times a week, but they're willing to give something up if you'll sit down and teach for them, teach them something. I sure would. I've had TV in my house for about a week and a half. I'm already sick of it. I want to get rid of it. Somebody, I would be something for it, I probably would, because that's... Before I got that TV, I could sit at home with my family, I could play games with them, I could talk to them about spiritual things, I would do more studying for the church. Since we've had that TV, I've neglected a lot of that stuff. That's not the easy pathway. The easy pathway is people. I've been busy for the last few months helping you grow the church. But it's caused me to suffer, and it's caused people to suffer, because I don't have time for being a pastor. You know it's important, and you want that church, but the independent way is people with people. Maybe you have to give up some TV programs and go to the church and help build it. I've had a good time building that church, and it's been fun, especially when the guys come over there. But I lost a few guys due to TV programs. I work all day, and I wish I could give some of my evenings up and go into the church and work evenings, because I know some of you can't do it during the day. Maybe I can. Maybe we can work together as a people.
I understand a little bit about organized now, so some night when everybody's back from their meetings, we're all...